From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish officials in northeast Syria are expected to declare a federal system in areas they control. The announcement could come as early as Thursday following a conference in the Kurdish-controlled town of Mehlin. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said Washington would not recognize self-rule in the semi-autonomous zone.
We are focused on advancing a negotiated political transition towards an inclusive government that is capable of serving the interests of all the Syrian people. We've also been very clear that we're committed to the unity and territorial integrity of Syria. But ultimately, how that looks is going to be a process that's going to have to be decided by the Syrian people as they move forward.
The plan is also rejected by Damascus. The Kurds are currently excluded from the Geneva peace process on Syria's political transition. The Syrian Kurdish YPG militia has been an important ally of the U.S.-led military campaign against the Islamic State. The Kurdish plan is aimed at uniting three Kurdish-led autonomous areas of northern Syria. The death toll from the attack on hotels Sunday in Grand Bassam and Ivorian Beach Resort has risen to 19 after a body washed up on the beach. At least three gunmen affiliated with the Al-Qaeda North African branch were killed by security forces following the attack Wednesday. President Alassane Ouattara vowed the attack would not derail the nation's post-war revival. Niger's opposition presidential candidate Ama Amadou was taken from his Niamey jail cell Wednesday and flown to a Paris hospital just days before a runoff election. Amadou has been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters deny. He plans to have his name on the ballot Sunday, even though his opposition coalition said it's boycotting the runoff. This is VOA News.